There it goes. Welcome back to High Life. It has been so long. I'm so sorry I've been gone away. But I'm back. I've got exciting news. But first, I have my guest sitting with you, Michael LeBlanc. Thank you for coming back for round three. How you doing today?
I am glad to be here. Also, I'm waving like people can see me. I don't know if you're video recording as well.
Yeah, so here's the new thing that I'm doing.
I use
Skype now to record my episodes because I can download the audio and the video separately. Nice. And the video gets uploaded to YouTube and the audio just gets uploaded like normal.
Well, then I feel really good Spotify. About the fact of putting my brand on things. Like I'm wearing one of my own t-shirts. I put this up just to see if I could. Go. Good for me. I saw the future.
I'm actually working on trying to get a merch store going.
Do it, dude.
If you know anything about that after the show, we could iron out some details on that.
We'll throw some things around, see what sticks.
All right. Because, I mean, obviously I have my logo, but every site that I've used, it starts out with the logo like this big. And then when I try to make it bigger, it like just distorts it. And I'm afraid that if I actually order it like that.
Oh, it's going to look rough.
It's going to look rough. And I'm like, So, how you been? Anything new? I mean, you have a merch line now.
I design merch for the hope that people will buy it. So far, I've sold a few items to some friends. I've given away a few pieces to some family. But nobody who doesn't have like a direct connection to myself has bought it. But I'm really happy with the most recent thing that I put out there. It's got my good logo on there. So I'm going to make ads for that and see if anything sticks. But
you got to plug your merch link at the end of every video. Come on now.
Yeah. Well, you see, I don't want to get overbearing with it. Cause like one of the things that I've always done and, the people who are actually live on TikTok with me right now could attest is that I don't really try to push them into anything. Like at the end of a video, a live video, I'll tell them I have links. But it's, you know, I try to keep it casual and casual has netted me over 10.4K on TikTok right now. And I've got a slow and steady growth on Instagram right now too, just because of, you know, keeping it casual. So it's been nice.
Yeah. I've actually started pushing, more of my own stuff on Instagram some more. I noticed I was kind of neglecting it for a while. And I know, like, Instagram's not paying their creators anymore. But I'm not in this for the money.
Right.
I'm not in this for money. I'm in this to push myself because I want to be on the radio.
Yeah. And you've got a great voice for it.
Right. This is my resume. This is what I do. This is how I build a resume.
Nice. Well, the one thing that Instagram does have that over TikTok is the fact that they still have an integrated store. So when you do get something set up in the, you can actually integrate your store pretty well on Instagram and easily advertise anything that you're wearing as a clickable, you know, button on the screen. Something that TikTok really shies against. You know, sometimes you mention the word merch on your video and it's going to get buried as far as the view counts go. So Instagram's not a bad way to go. I mean, Meta is a hot mess, but it's still pretty well connected to a lot of things out there that you want to help push.
That's true. I mean, it's a big social media platform. You can't just ignore it.
Right.
If you ignore just one social media platform, you're handicapping yourself.
Right. Somebody suggested another little budding social media thing where it's people. I think it's called Tella something. I don't know what it is. Can't look it on my phone right now because the live's on there. But basically what it is, it's you can put, you know, your pictures on there, your name and everything, but people can anonymously ask you questions. And that always gets to be a little murky sometimes, given the nature of the internet. You know, there's a lot of trolls out there.
Is it Telegram?
No, it's Telesomething, and I'll find out here in a little bit. But it's been pretty nice so far. I've had some actual, like, meaningful questions, because people know that, like, I'm not one to shy away from, like, giving life advice, or just sitting down and asking people how they are, or, like, stopping, like, a whole, like, funny live just because somebody came in and said, hey, I'm having a hard time. It's like, okay, everybody stop. We're going to talk about this person. So I'm all about, you know, the human connection. And so far, the questions have been kind of along that line. It's been cool. So, like, even something simple like that, you know, if it comes along and you can really connect to a small audience in a meaningful way, I mean, why not? Why not divert, like, maybe 5 minutes of my day to that?
Right.
So another thing that you were asking as far as what is new, I have finished my, I think it went up to 5 edits of my book.
Nice.
Sent it to a publisher. He's the one that helped me get to that last, not publisher, editor. So it helped me to get to that last 5th edit. Then we wrote up a whole bunch of cover letters. Well, one cover letter that I can change depending on where I'm sending it out to. And we've already sent it out to 5 different publishers. One of them was actually an agent. Didn't hear back from the agent. It's okay. You know, aim big first. Aim big first.
Go big or go home.
Right. And then these 4 publishers, one of them's on the East Coast, 2 of them are in Philly, and one is in L.A. And I kind of peruse their websites and try to say, oh, how would my book fit in with their catalog? Because you gotta sell it a little bit.
Right.
But the good thing about this, and if anybody out there wants to do writing, if you want to do writing, look for publishers that will not ask you to pay up front, because they're actually about the book business and not just about making money off of you. So that was one of the things my editors really helped me with. He already had a foot in the business, you know, so it was good to get a hold of him the way I did.
So what is your book about?
Well, okay. So it's called, we'll start with the title. It's called DINQ, D-I-N-Q, which stands for Delayed in Qualifications. Subtitle is D&D and the Coffin Hold of the USS Enterprise. And it is a memoir that starts from age 5 thereabouts to age 23, where I get out of the Navy. And it kind of builds upon how I was shaped as a nerd, and how those nerdy tendencies, plus everything else happening around me in life, how that shaped my experience in the Navy during then, or the times that I play any tabletop games. There's short little fantasy snippets or sci-fi snippets, depending if I'm playing a sci-fi game. And so there's a little bit of fantasy, a lot of realism, and then I got 5 of my closest friends around that time to put footnotes in as kind of like flavor text for the story that's happening above them.
So what is the difference between a memoir and an autobiography?
A memoir is told in kind of a narrative. Whereas an autobiography kind of goes a little bit more clinical, tells about the events, not necessarily how you're living them. So it's told from kind of like a weird, like out of body view, with like a personal touch, because of course you're living your autobiography. But a memoir, you're putting more emotion there, you're putting more flavor, like I said.
Okay. Because I was actually thinking of writing, I guess it'd be a memoir for myself, but the title I have is a Story of Nobody Important.
Okay.
So it's in the grand scheme of things, okay, I don't mean anything.
being a blip in the universe.
I'm important to the people around me and the people I affect. Yeah. But in the grand scheme, I'm not a celebrity. I'm not an A-list. I'm not anything famous.
Gotcha.
So that's why it's a story of nobody important.
Okay.
I want to show that even somebody who is just there in life still has a story to tell.
Very important.
So that's what I'm going for.
Cool. Well, if you want any tips on how to get the words down and any motivation, let me know, because it was a very eye-opening experience. It was from start to finish. It took me about a year and a half. Because once I started writing it, it kind of poured out of me, and I really touched, some of the emotional parts of my life, there was a bad wreck with me and my first wife, I'm still pretty emotional about, talking about my parents and everything like that. The troubles that they went through as just being adults trying to raise me the best they can. And then it all just kind of happened when it was in the Navy, which was just a spectacular shit show all in itself. It all just started pouring out. So, I mean, if you've got a passion for the way that you have turned out to be, and you feel like that you have a story, as this one person who is a blip in the universe, dude, I think it'll start pouring out of you too.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So that's something I'm just getting started on. I actually need to. I've recently realized I work too much.
Okay.
I've been working 7 days a week, and sometimes I work two jobs. I work full time for Walmart now, and I work part time for my brother in law doing drywall type stuff. So. Sure. On my days off from Walmart, I work for him, and then it's developed into like, hey, I could really use some help this morning. Could you come help me for a couple of hours before you go to work at Walmart that evening? I can't tell people no.
I understand.
That's my problem. I can't tell people no. So I've been neglecting my hobbies, the podcast, TikTok, and I feel bad about it.
Okay.
Because I had a passion for all this stuff. So now I'm transitioning to a day shift job where I won't be able to go help him in the mornings. I'll still be able to help him on my days off. And it'll actually give me some free time in the evenings to do stuff.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, nothing wrong with a work-life balance, man. That's a healthy attack. Healthy way of attacking your schedule. So that's good.
Yeah. I'm working on a new podcast, and the recording schedule for it, we had like one day a week we could work. That was it. Thursday nights. And that was hit and miss sometimes, because sometimes he'd get busy with stuff. I would like try to arrange other stuff, and when you only have two nights a week to do anything.
Sure.
You can only do so much. So.
You in a situation to talk about that podcast right now, or you want to still keep that on wraps?
No. So I'm going to talk about it here in a second.
Okay.
So now that I'm going to be on day shift, that opens scheduling up way more.
Yeah, definitely.
So we are getting ready to record episode 4, and then we're actually going to start releasing them.
Nice.
I wanted to get ahead, unlike I did with High Life. For a while, I was like recording like twice a week, and I would just schedule people's things out, but I burned myself out doing that.
Yeah.
So Yeah, I told him, I was like, let's get about 4 episodes in, and then we'll start releasing them. And that gives us some buffer room in case something happens and we can't record 1 week. So the podcast, it's called What You Didn't Know. Okay. What You Didn't Know About Rock and Roll, or About Music, sorry. What You Didn't Know About Music is going to be the title of the podcast. We're going to dive into the history of different genres of music. Season one, we're starting with rock and roll because that was the epiphany that I had.
Okay.
Back on Thanksgiving, I was driving to my sister's for Thanksgiving, and I have a playlist of Christmas music that I don't listen to it until Thanksgiving Day. I do not turn on Christmas music until Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
It's just how I am. Okay. One I completely holiday understand. At a time, dang it.
I'm like that. Marley isn't. She'll start listening to Christmas music at June if I let her. I'm like, you got to put the brakes on. You got to slow down.
So there's a specific playlist that I found a couple of years ago on Spotify, and I love it. It's called Rock Christmas. And I mean, it's got everything that's rock and roll. There's some Corey Taylor. There's My Chemical Romance.
Oh.
Which Corey Taylor's Christmas song is hilarious. It's like, fuck Christmas, you know?
Sounds so, very Corey Taylor-ish. Yes.
Exactly. So, like, I was listening to this playlist on the way. It was like an hour drive. And the Beach Boys came on.
Okay.
And I was like, I forgot Beach Boys was rock and roll.
Yeah, that's what they considered it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very, very tame by today's standards, but yeah.
I completely forgot what rock and roll used to be. And I was like, man, how cool would it be to dive into the history of rock and roll? Nice. Start with, like, just track where it started to where it's at. And just see the transition.
Hey, it's not a bad deal. That's not a bad deal. A lot of people like throwback, and let's be quite honest, music grabs everybody's attention. Even those who say, you know, they don't really have a lot of room for it in their life. One person that I think of is Markiplier. He's been very wide spoken on saying that, you know, on car rides, he doesn't listen to music. He listens to either talk radio or books or something like that. He has no space in music between the empty spaces of his life, but he does understand the necessity of it in other media, like movies and games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, like I said, music touches everybody somehow.
I've been obsessed with audio dramas lately, but I still listen to music whenever I get tired of hearing talking. My brain gets to the point where, like, it's like you can't handle any more voices. Like, it just becomes droning. And it's like, we need something different.
yeah, definitely. Starts fading off into the background, doesn't grab your attention. For me, like, some music, sometimes I got to put the right playlist on to, like, stay awake during long drives. You know, you got to gotta switch it up.
So that's what we're working on right now. Nice. I started out asking a friend of mine if he would do the show. Initially, he said yes. Then, you know, scheduling conflicts, blah, blah, blah. And so I mentioned something to one of my regular customers when I was working at the gas station. And his girlfriend was like, well, he knows a lot about music. Like, he went to college for this. And I was like, are you interested in doing the show? And he's like, heck yeah, like, let's do it. And yeah, I was awesome. Like, okay, well, like, I was like, it's not going to be an extension of High Life. You know, it's going to be its own separate show, but I will connect it to the High Life media.
Sure.
Stuff. And I was like, you know, I'm not sure, like, what you have as far as equipment or anything. And he starts going, well, I've got this computer program that we can record on, and I've got all these microphones, and I've got this box so we can feed the microphones to the computer. And I'm like, you're hired already, man. Like, you ain't got to keep selling yourself.
That's that right there, dude. That's what happens when, like, you put the idea of a passion out there in the universe, and you're like, you're invested in it. You're in the energy that you're throwing out that attracts other things coming in. So, dude, that's really cool.
Well, and then I was like, you know, I kind of suck at advertising my stuff. I don't know how to do it very well. And him and his girl look at me and go, we used to do that for a living. And I was like, what? They're like, we used to promote digital content. Like, we know the websites to use to, like, they were telling me there's a website where you create the commercial or whatever you're wanting.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put it on this website and you link all your socials to that site, and it will push all of those to all those sites at the same time, and you can schedule them out.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's invaluable.
You mean I don't have to make a TikTok video and an Instagram video and Facebook message, and like, I don't have to do each of these things constantly?
that's huge. And that's pretty helpful. Those websites, I've taken a look at a few of them. More money than I'm willing to invest in right now. I mean, it's not a lot, but I've put my money into like other things right now that I'm nurturing. But
well, so they already have the account set up for other stuff that they've done.
Nice.
And are still working on, like, he's in a rock band, and so they're constantly, you know, promoting themselves on social media. So they use that site for that also. And so they're like, we'll take care of promotion. I was like, okay, cool. I was like, well, about edits, I absolutely hate the sound of my own voice. So I can do the edits, but it's going to take me like a week to do it. Or two. Maybe longer. I don't know. I hate the sound of my own voice. And he's like, well, I mean, I've got the program, so I can just do the edits. And I'm like, so you mean all I have to do is just do the research for the episode, record it, and that's it? And he's like, you know, other than, you know, recording some audio samples here and there for commercial use and making videos for the commercial, like, no, that's basically all you have to do. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
That's really cool.
So much better than High Life, where that I have to do all my own edits.
I know, dude. I know. I do editing of mostly videos, like short form almost exclusively now. I don't do any more long form videos. I happen to love my own voice. But the one thing I don't like is having to hear my voice say something over and over again when you're trying to cut and splice and put things together.
I have to wait a day or two before I even go back and listen to the audio I listen for blank spaces in the conversation, or maybe we talked about something that didn't really need to be in the episode. I'll just cut that a whole conversation out, you know, stuff like that. I have to wait a day or two before I can go back and listen to it, because I know the whole interview. I know what happened. I don't want to go back and watch it or listen to it. I'm already there. But I was on one podcast. It's called Above the Bar.
Yeah, you're mentioning that.
So when I emailed him, I said, I live above a bar. And he goes, you're on the show. Like, that's all I needed to hear.
That's how I wound up on the Computer Resume podcast, because he was like, so you mean to tell me that you're a nerd who enjoys Star Trek, but you are also aboard the USS Enterprise? You're a shoo-in. All you got to do, have something in your life that's related to somebody else's title on a podcast. And who knew? They'll throw you right in there.
If you're interested in doing more podcasts, I'm going to send you a link to a website.
Yeah.
Called podcastguest.com.
Okay.
And it's free. But you basically, you can put yourself out there as an individual to, for people to reach out to you, or you can sign up for the mailing list, and twice a week you get an email with a list of podcasts that are looking for guests, and then they'll put in their descriptions what exactly they're looking for.
Okay.
So I reach out and try to get on other podcasts all the time.
I've thoroughly enjoyed being guest on podcasts. This will be, I think, my third guest spot on a podcast. So I thoroughly enjoyed that. Can we pause for a second?
Yeah. Hey. Hold on 1 second. All right. We had to take a short intermission there. So. I forgot where we were at.
We were talking about, you know what, we were talking about chasing our passions. How about that? That feels like what this is, like the topic of this certain podcast is, moving on to newer and better things. You mind if
this
I talk about the
podcast? Changing.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I mean, it has life in the name. This is High Life Podcast. For anybody out there who's still watching me silently talk to another person online. This podcast right here got me excited about the idea of being on podcasts in general. I really enjoyed the back and forth. Then Computer Resume podcast, which is a whole thing because it's serialized, it's advertised, that his whole life is that podcast. And so, like, I got a script for his, and
this is unscripted.
Yeah. And so the script is loose because what it is like, it's following Star Trek episodes chronologically. So there's a whole recap that we read. And so we go back and forth reading the podcast, and then there's open places of just discussion. And so I've had fun during that. And so, like, after yours and then after his, the first two episodes I did, I was like, I really want to do a podcast now too. So I've got an idea on what I want to do, but the equipment is probably going to be used by one of my the equipment I use is probably going to be my friends. He's starting a podcast that is about the untold story of everybody. Like, he has a huge list of all different walks of life, and poor Steve is losing his lungs, just dropping them on the floor. I got started thinking, is like, what is one thing that I think a lot of people need to talk more about? And I've always been a big advocate for people who have followed me online, and for anybody who will listen to me for any period of time. And that is speaking your anxieties. You know, if they live here and they live here, they're going to eat away at you. Even saying them out loud in a room where people may not even be listening to you still makes it more manageable, right? And so I started thinking, it's like, what's the one big anxiety that everybody else is like facing, and like it affects everybody. And it's not just about people or jobs or items. Loss, the act of losing something and what that does to you as a person. And so I want to do a podcast after I know that my book's in a safe place is when I'm going back into big project mode. But that's what I want to do. I want to make a podcast where I sit down with people who have lost various things, whether they be parents, a job, their most prized possession, a relationship breaking down, and how that has affected their life, and how they have either dealt with it or let it change their life. Because not everybody handles grief the same way, loss and grief. So, it's not going to be the happy-go-lucky stuff that I normally put on any channel or anything whatsoever. But no, I'm looking forward to that because it's affected my life. I know it's got to affect other people's too.
Well, I mean, it's not hard to get started with a podcast.
No, it's not.
You can use your headset there and your cell phone, and that's all you need. That's what I started with.
Well, that's true. But I figure if I've been thinking about it this long, that I want to have a good technological background to it. Because I work for people who
That's fair.
Yeah, they do audio, video, and lighting at my job. That's what they do. And my friend who's doing his podcast, he's one of the salesmen, and he likes tech gear. He just does. And so he has himself a nice office with a desk that raises and lowers with a push of a button. He's got himself a nice new external mic with a pop screen on it. So he's set himself up like a whole thing. The only thing he doesn't have, and I'm a little wary about it, he doesn't have a lot of acoustic paneling, because he wants this thing to sound as radio as possible. He's going to have to acoustic panel that room, but I'm sure he's getting there.
Yeah. I mean, right now, the only reason I'm not echoing like hell is because my microphone is shoved into a microphone box that is surrounded in padding.
And it doesn't sound bad at all.
We haven't recorded. This is going to become the studio for the new show.
Okay.
We've yet to record here because these walls are so bare and it just echoes. So we're working on, you know, dampening the room. And so when you listen to our episodes, the first two were recorded in a shop, an auto shop, which is where his band practices.
Wow.
The third episode was recorded at his dad's house because his dad has a whole room that is like severely sound dampened because he used to play the drums in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, it'd be great if we could just record here all the time. And I'm like, yeah, that would be great. This is the only room we can use, though.
Well, if you want to know some ideas about cheap acoustics, you could always get in touch with me at any point, because I've been looking up some things. I mean, currently I'm in the single largest room in the apartment that I live in. The roof starts like 40 feet above me, it feels like. So like, Jesus. I can only imagine how echoey it is here, but I know how to do it. Dang it. I need space.
Well, I mean, the headset sounds great on my end, at least.
Well, that's good. Cause this is one of the things that I wanted to get, when it came to online gaming or talking to people online. Yeah. So I'm glad it's working.
I ditched the headset as fast as I could. As soon as I got an external mic, I was like, nope, done with the headset. Yep. It drove me insane.
Yeah, the one thing that I don't like about this is that anytime I'm talking with anybody, and I'm sure you're going to hear this too, is anytime that I take a breath in, my breath becomes a third person in the podcast that we didn't even know that was going to be. So have fun with that.
Well, like I said, it compressed a train, so, you know, it might hide that.
That's true. I'm not as loud as a train.
So, your book?
Yes.
Merch?
Hopefully.
New logo?
Yep.
Anything else new going on?
All of this is true, Steve. You have hit the nail on all the heads. All right. So I found the notification for that app that I was talking about came through. So I actually know the name of it. It's called Telonym.
I've had that before, but nobody ever responded. So
yeah,
I had it quite a few years ago when the app was completely different.
Oh, okay.
And just people were just ignorant towards me, so I had to get rid of it.
Yeah, and that's the problem when you put yourself out there for anonymity. But I think because of the culture that I have dipped my toes in with on here, on anywhere that I go, trying to keep a relatively PG-13, like, outward appearance, and keep my interaction as honest and open as I can, I haven't received many trolls.
That's good.
I'm getting on to year three of making content pretty consistently, so maybe it's the time. But so far, it hasn't been that bad. But that is that's part and parcel of the new since the last we talked, is that I'm trying to put things out there in a more cohesive unit. Like this logo that's on my screen and is also on my on my shirt sleeve right here. This was designed by a friend of mine long time ago. I bought this from him. I was like, can I use this anywhere? He's like, dude, you bought this art for me. You can use it wherever. And I love him to death. If you're ever looking for a good logo that's, you know, eye-catching and maybe a little cartoony, go check out at Delighted Ghost everywhere. He's amazing. He's got a episode, or he's got issue two of his comic book coming out. He's working on issue three. The dude's just he's so talented. I can't push his stuff enough. But if it wasn't for, I think, that face right there, and also the idea that we had as far as calling everything Sitting With You, because nobody's taken that name anywhere, that it's all kind of come together. So these new things that I've done, like I've opened back up my Tumblr, and I'm posting twice a day on there, which is easy to do. You just put them in queue, and then you forget about it. It posts it automatically. The telonym, the automatic thing that has the option to run a tweet and a story on Insta. That's easy multi posting. My most popular video of the day, because I post three a day, because my video comes from interaction with my audience. They right. send me videos and I react to them, or I use their name in a name video, or you know, respond to their comments. It's very audience oriented. And so
I did enjoy the what was it? The hydraulic press videos.
Yes. Oh man, aesthetically pleasing or asymmetrical horror.
Yes.
Has been huge. That is the one. That was my intro into Instagram. Instagram wasn't doing anything until I put my first APOA video on there, which that's what I call it, APOAH, APOA. I have short nicknames for all my videos, because once I put them in a series, I don't want to keep like saying the whole name of the playlist to myself. So, but as soon as I put one of those on that, it blew up. Instagram was like, yes, this is the content we want, because hydraulic press videos are huge, right? So
they are. Industrial crushers.
Yes. Anything that is systematically destroying something that you wouldn't normally see destroyed. It's almost cathartic in a way. And I just give my honest opinion. Is what's happening, is it aesthetically pleasing, or is it an asymmetrical horror? Which I wanted a little bit of alliteration there, a little bit.
Yeah, I liked it.
I've tried, I don't normally go looking for the videos. It's just whatever comes across my screen. So what I've been doing is I've also actually been applying aesthetically pleasing or asymmetrical horror to other videos too. If I feel like, you know, something is interesting, like there was one, where a wax, hand is being made, and then they cut it and stitch it in a way that it winds up looking like Thing from the Addams Family.
Okay. Yeah.
But I'm really enjoying it up until the point where they cut into the wax nail bed and lift up the wax nail, and it just icked me out so bad. I was like,
oh God,
this whole thing is made a turn for the worse. And so I'm thinking I can apply it to that too. And who knows, if APOA becomes my claim to fame and everybody wants to see how I react to things getting crushed, maybe that'll turn into a t-shirt somewhere. I don't know. Who knows?
Just a hydraulic press, and it says APOA underneath.
Yes, APOA. People are like, "What's APOA?" If you don't know, you can find out. You know. But that's what I've been doing, man. I've been trying to find things that can go all around. So the most popular video on my TikTok—that's the reel of my Instagram that day. Taking photos, telling small little jokes. You know, I hesitate to call myself a comic because I'm not as well structured as other comics may be, but I do like the humor in everything. There's always there, if you go a little dark, sometimes you can go a little absurd. There's humor in almost everything. And so I feel like I'm a little reactionary, a little bit of observation. And so using that energy almost every day, I'm getting like at least a tweet out of it, and then take a picture of that tweet and put it on Instagram, and then take that Instagram reel and put it on TikTok, and boom, done my work for the day.
So easy content I've been doing is a lot of my videos have been coming back up. At up top on my TikTok app,
yeah,
where the lives are,
yeah,
next to it, it'll have like a picture of an old TikTok that I posted, and it'd be like an on this day post.
Is that where that is? I have been scouring my screen trying to figure out where on this day is, and I need to look up there because I know I've got some bangers that have been asleep for a while. So
I like anytime one of those pops up, I just repost it. And then on the video, it'll say on this day and it'll have the date.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's simple content.
It shows that it's a repost, but they get decent views.
And that's because I think they're probably pushing on this day too as a new feature.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
YouTube. I've decided that I'm going to abandon long form on YouTube in general because YouTube is pushing the exact same format almost as TikTok, right?
Yeah.
As their shorts. So what I'm doing is I'm going through my old stuff on TikTok that did relatively well and introducing it to an audience and seeing what's catching over there too. I've done that for a week now. And in that time, I've received 3,000 views. And that's a 12.8 hours.
I posted a video on Reels. I think I took it from TikTok, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But it did surprisingly well for how simple the video was. It was an audio, and it says, if you have a tattoo that you think nobody else has, show it. And that's all it was. It was me showing one of my tattoos. This one here. It's a semicolon, hey. But
yeah.
Instead of the dot, I put a noose because that was my thing.
Okay.
And
I shouldn't be smiling through this, Steve. I can't. Why? I have audience face on right now. just want to let you know. I don't want to smile at that, but here we are.
You're good. And that's all it was just me holding my phone camera over the tattoo.
Sure.
And on Reels, it got over 1,000 views within a week.
Yeah.
Which is really good for me because I'm lucky to get a couple hundred views, but it's fine.
I think Reels also have a little bit of sleeper in them. There was a video I put on there that didn't get any traction until about 2.5 weeks later. And then all of a sudden some people shared it to the right people. And the next thing I know.
I've noticed with Reels, cause like, it doesn't like, it matters to us, the creators, if you follow us,
mm-hmm.
but as far as what videos you see, just because you follow someone doesn't mean you're going to see more of their videos.
That's true.
Reels is like a For You page all the time.
Yeah, it is. And I found that I've gotten bigger numbers on plays as I have there too. And it's just, it's all about knowing really about the audience, trying to get a feel for the algorithm without doing research on it constantly. I ain't got time for that. I'm going to approach this the same way that I bowl, and that is to take the ball firmly in my hand and just chuck it in the fastest, hardest straight line as I can. There's no curve. There's
full
no
set.
Plan.
Full
yes. and whatever pins get knocked down at the end, that's it. That's my game. I am fine with that. And now I just need to be able to sell merch at the back of the bowling alley, and you know, to keep this metaphor going, because that's what bowlers do. They sell merch in the back of the bowling alley.
Pop open the trunk of your car and you guys start hanging up.
It's like, hey, you like that 70 game I just bowled? Yeah. Come to my trunk. I got goodies for you. That sounds sketch as hell, Stephen.
Yeah. I see you picked up going for your walks again.
Is it
warm enough to do that again?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Probably would have done that today too, but it's raining and I don't like walking when it's raining. But it's all for the pursuit of health. When my body gets to the point where it's like, okay, you have not done enough. You have a unhealthy fear of dying. That's part of your anxiety. You need to go out there and run away from the feelings of death. So I go out there, I put on 120 beats per minute playlist on my head, and I walk to the beat, which I don't know if you know this, like taking off from 0 to 120 beats per minute by walking is it'll get you going. 45 minutes, you got a good sweat going on. Okay. So and I find that running or walking to a beat is I have a better time doing it. I don't get it distracted. And so I'm doing that. I'm getting my blood pressure up. Not blood pressure. Well, probably is. I'll be quite honest. That's heritage right there of getting my blood pressure up. But getting my pulse up and whatnot. And then I've tried this thing too where I've realized that my arms are entirely too skinny and I don't like that. So I'm too weak to do regular push-ups. So I'm doing push-ups against a vertical plane of some type, you know, just to get the motion. Yeah, walls, the sides of van, whatever's happening in the backyard.
Okay.
And the van actually has a little bit more of a slope down on it. And so I'm trying to get that up. And right now, I'll tell you, Steve, my ribs and my arms are made out of whiny baby rubber bands. And they I wake up in the morning and I am so stiff. But I've got to do something because I fell out of the gym. Just because anything that's good for me, I can't keep it up for too long. It's just how my attention goes.
I used to love the gym so much before I went to the Army. I used to love working out. Like, I would go after work, 2 o'clock in the morning, if I couldn't sleep, I'd go to the gym. Mm-hmm. There was a blizzard one day in my town, and the roads were closed. Nobody was allowed to go anywhere. I walked to the gym because I was going to sit at home and watch TV all day. It's warm in the gym.
That's true.
And then by myself, nobody else is there because everyone's like, I'm not going out to work out. It's a blizzard outside.
Yeah. I would like to get a treadmill for on the days that it does suck outside, because that's the one thing that I use most at the gym when I did go.
Well, I was going to say, as long as that's not your primary form of walking?
No, that would be just my primary form It would be my backup form, because I like the outside air, because one,
okay,
not only
because I was always told that treadmills are actually terrible for your knees and your ankles because it has give to it. And the hard road does not have give to it, and it builds the strength in your joints.
I feel like there's the opposite end though too. Like, if you already have bad joints, maybe you need something with give. Who knows, man? Maybe that's why I should do all this under the guidance of a doctor instead of just attacking everything after like Googling my problems.
I had somebody tell me, they're like, "Well, I read this on the internet," and I was like, "Yes, and I could probably find a conspiracy theory that Hitler's still alive."
Yes, exactly. So yeah,
you can find anything you want on the internet.
You're right there. Not only have I found information that may or may not be good for me, I've also found ways to extend getting my certain prescriptions, because my insurance that I had with my doctor just stopped. It was like, hey, we're not taking that insurance anymore. So I was having to pay like straight out of pocket for everything. Dang. And so I was like, well, I can't go there right now. In fact, I still owe them money. I have to actually start off paying them. I'm glad we had this talk. It reminded me of that. But there are some places on there where I can, you know, kind of extend my prescriptions by talking to doctors online and whatnot. So there's a good case of finding something online. The only thing they can't do, of course, is blood tests. You know, I'll tell you this. The one thing that doesn't work is trying to put your blood into a computer for a blood test. It doesn't work the same way that you think it's going to.
They didn't send you like a kit to just draw your own blood?
Right? Just put this bottle over when it's full or when you feel sleepy. You know it's time to mail it back.
Right.
Just tape it off. It's fine.
Wrap duct tape around the top of it and keep it from leaking.
It'll be fine. It's fine. I'm sure the platelets won't settle or anything won't go wrong.
Right.
But yeah, so yes, to circle back.
It'll be okay.
Yeah, to circle back though, yes, I'm going walking again. I want to do the walking videos again, and I'll probably do that during the summer. It's easier for me to do those. It'll be kind of a shock to people, the new people who have showed up on my page. They haven't seen me do a 3-minute video yet. They don't know if I know how. they're like, surely we don't want to listen to this guy for 3 minutes, but you know, I like to wax poetic and emotions and, you know, whatever bangs around in the head. It comes out easier after a walk with a brain full of, what's the chemical? It's not dope. Is it dopamine or serotonin?
Dopamine.
Which one?
Serotonin. Yeah. Serotonin puts you to sleep.
That's right. So yeah, the dopamine. With a brain full of dopamine and a good walk behind me, I get all positive and I start like talking about my feelings and whatnot. 3 minutes of that, Steve. 3 minutes of that.
I started a new hobby.
Oh yeah?
I'm building Lego cars. Like okay. The realistic cars. Hold on, give me 1 second.
Yeah, show them off.
I've got so far the 007 Aston Martin.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah, we're talking those good Legos, the ones that like still have the smooth outside and whatnot.
And like then that. Also, I did the motorcycle from the Batman.
Oh, dude, I like that.
The Aston Martin took 2 hours.
Sure.
This took 7.
Yeah, that looks like a 7-hour job. For anybody who's built any like
over 3 days.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you. See, my brain won't let me do over 3 days. I see Legos.
Oh, no. So the only free time I have right now on the days that I work for Walmart is from 11:30 until I fall asleep.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So I worked on that for like 3 hours. And then I started falling asleep and losing my mind because I couldn't find any pieces I was looking for. And I was like, okay, before I get pissed off and smash everything, I'm going to go to bed. And then I worked on it for like an hour the next day until I had to go to work. Then when I got home from work, I worked on it for another 3 hours. And that's when I finished it.
You see, I forget sometimes that adults, not all adults, wind up with a 9-to-5 with weekends off. And so like I'll know that I have a day off coming and I'll be like, I'll just be, because what happens, I have a friend of ours that gives me Legos on my major holiday, so on Christmas and birthdays. And they're all Star Wars themed, and so far I have a scout trooper helmet. I have Grogu. I have Yoda, and I have a TIE fighter. And what I'll do is I'll just, I don't care how long these take. I just clear off the table and I just sit there and focus and then get that done. Yeah. And my ADHD is so happy with me. He's so happy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, that's, I love doing Legos, but the problem I had was I could never find a series of Legos that appealed to me. And nothing was ever complicated enough to actually make me happy because I would be done with them way too fast.
That's true.
So the Aston Martin taking a couple hours to do, I was happy. Yes. I was sad when it was over. And that's why I went and bought another one.
You got to chase that dopamine.
Yes. And I have another kit that I just got yesterday. It's the Nissan Skyline from Too Fast, Too Furious.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go pick up Dominic Toretto's Charger also.
Nice. Yeah. Dude, the way that they kind of leaned into the actual, like, good-looking models was a really good idea.
There's one that I really want to do, but it's going to wait a while because it's expensive.
They all are.
Well, this series, the Speed series, range from about 20 to 30, 40.
That's not as bad as I thought it would be.
The Bat Cycle was 50. There's the Bat Car also from the same movie. And then there's a light kit that you can buy on Walmart.com to actually...
As a nerd, I'm not going to let you get away with just calling that the Bat Car, by the way.
The Batmobile. Well, I don't remember what kind of car his was.
It was the Batmobile. The Bat Car. Shame on you. Shame.
But it's not the Batmobile. Come on. There was the Batmobile, and then there's these Bat Cars.
It's Bruce Wayne's Bat-themed car. Available by Lego. Fantastic. We couldn't buy it. No, I'm saying
it's not the original 1970s.
Well, I know, but I
call that Batmobile. Anything else, like fucking Christian Bale's Batman, that was the Bat Tank.
Yes, it was. Okay? That was not a Batmobile.
Yeah. That was the Bat Tank.
And to be fair, I feel like they kind of leaned to tank form for the Arkham series. I don't know if you've ever played any of those, but I think it was Arkham City's Batmobile was a tank that climbed buildings. It was insane. So, okay, I'll give you that. Just felt weird.
Batman
felt weird.
Well, have you watched The Batman with Robert Pattinson?
Yes, I have.
I love it. Yeah. I was sketchy on it, but when I watched it, it held my attention. It was dark. It was real. It was not exaggerated.
No, he wasn't. Brought
those characters to life.
Right. It. Robert Pattinson was an odd choice for me at first, and then when I saw that they were not bringing somebody who was, he was not a brawler. He was not obsessed with death. He was this guy who was suited up and doing his best.
Spoiler alert for anyone who hasn't watched it yet. When he almost got his ass kicked by that gang.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, that's real.
Yeah.
That's real. You're gonna get hit back. Come on now. You're not fucking Superman where you can move too fast for anyone to touch you.
Yeah.
Like
exactly. And because Superman, he's an alien. He's on top of the form almost all the time, unless there's a red sun. Batman is a dude in a very good suit, who, depending on what stage in his life, like sometimes he's been, depending on which one you subscribe to, which assassins he got trained by, or how many different planets he's been to with the Justice League or something. Different levels of Batman, but that's starting, that level one Batman.
Right. And when he ran into the bridge with the gliding suit.
Yeah.
I was like, that's something that would fucking happen to someone who's just getting used to a glider. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was great. And you know, returning to the detective roots.
He's like,
That's the one thing I liked about you know, if we're gonna go dive into Superman movies, Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man, you know, yeah. his whole learning arc, as silly as it was, you know, go web go, you know, up and away web. As funny as all that was, watching him plummet like five stories and then like walk away, like I just got my ass kicked by gravity. I was like, I believe this. And we need to see that, I think, actually.
Right. But yeah, so there's the light kit for the car, because there's like some clear bluish pieces to it for flames. But there's a little battery-powered light kit that you can buy from Walmart.com that makes those glow.
Not a sponsor.
No, not a sponsor. But the one that I want is it's a Ford Mustang GT. But it's like $240. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
I could see that.
I'm going to wait a little while. Plus, there's plenty in the series. I got time.
I like the architectural ones, because those get pretty detailed as well. I've always had an eye for architecture anyway, ever since I was a kid. I wanted to become an architect, and then I grew up and realized I didn't want to be an architect. I'll just appreciate architecture. I'll be one of those guys.
Well, hey, if you and your wife ever come up to Missouri, we have a sculpture park.
Hey.
And these sculptures are not statues like of people or anything like that. This is like, some of them are interactive, some of them you can only look at, but they are huge. Like, this park is at least 2 or 3 footballs long, fields long. It is just massive. There's stuff off in the woods. Like, it's a giant park. I think you guys would really enjoy that.
Oh, I think so too. You know, we'd love to head up that way. In fact, her sister recently moved up north, huddled right up there next to the Great Lakes now. So, you know, a travel up there with a stop along the way, that would be kind of nice.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That's actually a goal that I have in the next few years, is to take a year of travel and visit people, like from TikTok, from the internet, people who I've made friends with but I've never met, you know?
Right. I know the feeling. I got a guy over in the UK who I would love to go visit. Like, we made our friendship over a Minecraft group on Facebook, and it's gone to the point where, you know, we send them Christmas cards every year. Like, it's become a whole thing. So I would love to just travel and meet all my friends that I haven't been able to actually, like.
Ronan, you know, GT only lives in 2.5 hours away from me.
Hey, sounds like a good start.
And I was like, he's that close. I could, like, drive there and back in a day.
Yeah. I say go for it.
I got to get a better vehicle than I can.
And Ubering that distance would not be good on your wallet.
No, it would not. I think it was Mr. Beast did an Uber from New York to California.
Holy crap. Of course he would. He's got money to burn.
It was a sponsored video, you know.
Okay. He's burning someone else's money.
Right. But all right, it has been great talking to you. I'm so glad we caught up.
Same here.
I'll definitely be reaching out, you know, help with the book and merch and everything.
Yeah, we talked about. Ask me any questions you got, guy. You know my phone number.
All right. Have a good night.
Hey, you too.